Somebody say ra, ra, ra.
Hello, beautiful people.
Hello, beautiful.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of the Hello, Beautiful People podcast. I am one of the voices you will be hearing tonight, future Dr. Chuck. It is ladies' night on the Hello, Beautiful People podcast, and I am joined by the beautiful ladies of the pod. We have Renata Del Carmen with us. Hey, Ren.
Bless the Lord, everybody.
Yes, we have Dominique Moses. What's up, girl?
Good evening. Good evening.
We have the amazing podcast host of Outside the Box, Talisa Cosby. Ty, how you doing, mommy?
I'm good. And I just want to say I love the future Dr. Chuck. That I like that a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all, beautiful people, we are gonna be shamelessly plugging all night. Make sure that you, after you finish listening to this podcast, head on over to Outside the Box to listen to Talisa Cosby's podcast. Make sure you also listen to Rain with Renata and get you some RDC face products, the body, the skin smoothies, the hydrating lip oil, the body scrubs, all the things that's going to keep you feeling smooth, keep you feeling nice. It is not a monolith. It is for the men and the women. Make sure that your lips are not crusty. Make sure that your skin is not feeling like sandpaper or tortoise shell. Baby.
I love it.
Get with it. Okay.
Don't forget your Greedy Kids oatmeal cream.
Yes. That's right.
Don't forget the OCPs.
All I'm saying is if you're trying to unbig your back, I'm not the person to help you. Not at all. I support a big back ministry over here. Don't call me Little Debbie, call me Big Deborah. It is what it is.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have some amazing topics tonight. And we were discussing in our group chat, the Swallowologist group chat. If y'all go back and listen to the other Ladies Night episodes, y'all will know why our group chat is called Swallowologist.
We never changed it. That's funny.
God be praised.
It's always appropriate. Why would we? We have some great topics tonight, and I want to go ahead and jump right in. Let's not waste the people's time. We are going to talk about first dates. We have Valentine's Day. We are recording tonight, which is going to be a Tuesday, the 13th of February, the day before Valentine's Day. So we are going to talk about first dates, the best ones and the worst ones. Who wants to start this off? Because Lord knows I sure don't.
Best or worst first date.
Oh, so y'all really just gonna leave it out there? It's gonna be that awkward silence where I gotta go first. That's what y'all telling me.
This sounds so long. I don't know.
Okay, so you know what? Oh, you know what? I will give a best first date.
Mm-hmm.
Cause the worst one is a couple of them niggas, so I, yeah.
That's why I was thinking, which one is the worst?
I need a moment to pick. But a best first date, it was actually for my birthday one year. I've always had to be very strong, right? And I want to be in my soft girl era. I don't want to have to plan nothing. I like it when a man says, we're going out on a date. The date is on this date at this time. Be ready by this time. That's all I need. And it was for my birthday. And when I tell y'all, that was exactly it. I got the call. Be ready by 6:30. The reservation is at 8. Listen, everything was perfect. I got dolled up and everything. Hair did, nails did, everything did. I was super fancy. I had on a cute dress. I was fulfilling myself. He came out looking good, smelling good. It was like, as a matter of fact, Renata, do you remember the first time I smelled the skin smoothie?
Yes.
And the reverie I got caught up in. That's how he smelled. Renata has a skin smoothie. It's a body lotion and it's great. I'm actually using it right now because my hands and my feet are ashy. But man, I smelled that thing and it was immediately transported to my birthday dinner. It got stuck.
Not stuck. I wish guys knew, like, I wish all men truly knew how significant it is to look good and smell good.
Yes.
Smell good.
Yeah. It's a game changer. But wait, y'all, let me top it off. This man, at the end of the night, he had double tree cookies for me, warmed up.
Warmed up? When did he warm up the cookies?
Right. I didn't ask no questions. There was no presumptions or anything like, oh, this is gonna go down afterward. He was just like, I listen to you when you speak. I remember you saying that you love double tree cookies. The man passed me the packet and the cookies were still warm. I was like, bravo, sir. I didn't have to touch my purse. I didn't have to touch my chair. I didn't have to touch my door. All I had to do was simply exist, look good and smell good, stay black and die. And baby,
exist.
I wouldn't trade it for the world. He made it very difficult for anybody that would try to step up after him. You have to meet that standard. You have to meet that standard. I don't require much. That doesn't mean I don't want the effort. So that's my best first date. I'm going to scroll through my Rolodex and For the people who listen to the Hello Beautiful People podcast that are too young to know what a Rolodex is, it's this big circular thing with these little index cards in it that you can roll and see phone numbers and addresses and all sorts of things. Who's up next?
I'm trying to think. But given that we are amidst the Valentine holiday, I would say that one of the best, I don't know if it's the best, but it's coming to mind because of the time, was a date. Now, I feel like it's very awkward to have dates, like first dates around Valentine's Day. There's just like this unnecessary expectation in the air just because of the time of the year. But it was nice to not have that pressure. And I think that made the date begin well. It wasn't super like, nothing like what you've described, Chuck, but I think a kind gentleman who just does all the things, open the door, is very thoughtful about your needs, right? Some people are just like, this is what we're doing. It was like, is this of interest to you? What would you like to do? That type of thing. And the jokes at dinner, right? Like people watching, it was that like chemistry and the no pressure. First dates, I think sometimes you kind of like feeling people out and you just maybe are not sure yet. Do I like you? Do I not like you? Eating could be awkward in front of somebody, you know, but it felt like kind of like homies. So that was nice.
Oh, no, baby, I'm going to eat.
Right. But you know, some people, I don't know, you kind of just, I think part of it is also like, not knowing how far you could go with the menu. And I don't like to feel limited at dinner. And I didn't feel limited with the menu because of where we are. Like if you chose this restaurant, then you should be prepared for what I order. So that was nice to not feel limited in that way. Conversation was great. Gentlemen, we went from there to the standard. I believe that night, yes. Went to the standard. I love live music. I love, 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 love live music. So that was nice. And then just like took me home, no expectations, not thirsty for a hug or a kiss or none of that. Just like, when can I see you again? And it was just, just a really nice moment. I feel like sometimes the dates that I've been on with men is just like a lot of like, I'm trying to have sex with you tonight. And I'm just like, that's not what we're doing. So it's nice to have that type of date where it was like, no pressure, such a gentleman, and like leaving it for me to like be comfortable in what would happen next.
That leads me to follow up questions. If the date went so well, what happened? Are you guys still in contact? Did something transpire between you two that turned you off? And now he's just not a thing, or is he still around? Like, what's the tea? If you feel like sharing.
Well, I think this was many, many years ago, and we ultimately just decided to just be friends, but it wasn't because of anything that happened between us. It was just a difference of what we wanted, you know, out of a relationship, I think. And I actually had this conversation with a guy this past weekend. Like, I was walking down the street and he started to follow me and had interest in me. And he ironically asked me, when was the last time I've been on a date? Which I thought was a weird question to ask when you approach someone in the street. But I told him, wherever the conversation went, I ended up telling him, like, dating doesn't necessarily mean because we like each other, we should be together or we should pursue something, right? Like, it's okay to enjoy someone's company and not turn it into a romantic relationship. And I think
the
previous date I was referring to is like, we enjoyed each other, but it wasn't like our life's path just were not aligned. And I think also, perhaps if I didn't have a child, I may have pursued it. But I think when you're dating with children, you just have a certain standard you want to keep for what relationship looks like in the presence of your child.
Right.
So I think that was part of it as well.
All right, don't delve too deep in that, because we that's a topic for later too. So hold that thought. Put a pin in that. Anybody else got any were you done with your first time date though? The best date? I didn't mean to cut you off. I just know that I want to get your perspective on that, because we're definitely gonna talk about that a little bit later.
Absolutely.
Children and dating. What about you, Ty?
I was sitting here thinking, I'm like, first date. Dang, I don't remember no good first date. So I would say the first date, my first Valentine's date as a married woman, we went to like this fancy restaurant, super nice, ambiance, super nice. Food wasn't that good, but like we were smitten. You know, you first get married and you all on top of each other. And dude came out with a suit. I was like, okay. Nice blue suit with a nice white crisp shirt.
Did he smell
good? He had on a hard bottom, so you could hear the click clack, the clack click. So I was impressed.
That's so funny.
I was highly impressed. Had a fresh haircut, and it was just a great night. It was a great night. We talked. We had drinks, and then after I love live music too, Renata. So we went to go see a band play at this restaurant, and it was amazing. I mean, we were the only ones that was super duper dressed, so we looked like parents kind of, but it was just a night.
No, we looked like parents. It was so funny.
That I remember, and I just remember, you know, just us being very in each other's faces. I remember like just, you know, gazing into each other's eyes, and it was nice. It don't really take a lot for me, though. So I'm just a sucker for kindness. Like, for him to just say, you know what, I'm putting on a suit. I ain't putting on no sneakers. I ain't putting on no chinos. I want a suit. Yeah, like, I love that. I love that. So I would say that was, like, my best kind of first date, I guess.
Okay. I mean, that's that can be considered. You got a lot. You have a lot of firsts as a new married couple, so that counts.
Yeah.
It's ladies that on the podcast. We say what counts and what don't count. It counts. Period. What about you, Dom?
Let's see. Ooh, I've been thinking about it. Like, what do I? Because, baby, the men have been trash. Dear God, but
yes.
Let me see. I'll start with the worst date, and then I'll move the best date. And I'll make it real abbreviated because I don't want to re-trigger myself. The worst date. I said, so I don't know. I don't even remember how we got to the conversation, but leading up to the day, we were talking about pairings. And I was talking about some of the like cheeses I like and like, you know, what meats or what wines pair with them or whatever. And he was like, well, let me take you out to show you what my favorite pairing is. I'm like, all right, well, I mean, it's free. It's for me. You know, let's go. This nigga
this is already the best story.
First of all, he didn't even have a reservation ready. That was the first. And I found that out after I opened the car door, which I should have never done to begin with. Now in hindsight, I should have left the door closed. I go to the door and he's like, well, before I entered the car, he said through the window. Actually, that's the first mistake. You're yelling at me through the window. Yo, they're I got
not yelling through the window. Oh my God.
I brought the pairing with me. It's in the car. Wait till you see it. I promise you, they don't knock it till you try. I promise you're gonna love it. This nigga pull had out, a
polio string cheese.
Son, it was Goldfish and Hennessy.
You lying, Dominique.
I swear to God.
Stop it, yo.
Right.
Stop
in it. Heaven, I said
what? In the podcast.
And what movie? I said, what movie is this? What is what? Happening here? Goldfish and Hennessy.
When a Henny in a system ain't no talent.
Yo.
What?
I said, what's going to do with this? I said, who's this for? What do you want me to do with this?
Who's
don't
this
knock
for?
It. Don't knock it.
Who's
knock
this for?
I'm about to knock you, brother. Excuse me.
I'm about to knock you out. What do you mean? Did you not know you was coming on a date with me? Penny and Goldfish, yo, I know what to get you for Christmas.
So, don't do it.
Oh my God.
When we do our little get together, I promise you, I'm gonna have a little spot just for you, Honey and Goldfish, and it's gonna be so beautiful. I'm gonna lay it out like a charcuterie.
Yo,
board.
This can't be. Now, life got better, right?
Amen.
The Lord got kinder.
Amen.
The Lord was always kind. You made that decision.
He was always kind. I heard him clearer. Let me say that. I started to hear him a little clearer.
Yes.
My best first date. It was very, very Instagrammy, very like otherworldly, kind of like what you were saying, Chuck, with someone like, here's the, like, this is, these are the plans. Here's the time. Here's the date. I was sent a travel itinerary.
Yes.
I was flown first class to my own room.
She was flown out.
Come on.
I know that's right. That's the type of first date we talking about.
You had that video with Beyonce. What's the song? Beyonce, she was the leading lady in the video. What was the daggone song? Oh, okay. I'll think of it later. Go ahead.
Was that Case's song?
Yes.
In Case's video?
Yes.
Wait, I don't know it. See, now
I forgot
what Happily song Ever After? Was.
Was it Happily Ever After with Beyonce? All I know is that it's very difficult to find that video right now. But anyway, finish with the story. I'll find it.
George, look it up.
Now y'all gotta put me on. I know, right? You ain't doing nothing else.
don't do
no, and don't come in here. And now don't come in here trying to do something because we said that. Just keep on keeping on. Yes, Lord. but
yeah, no lie, I try to play it and I want to play. Like I don't know. Goldfish and Hennessy is crazy. All right.
I was given a travel itinerary, first class tickets, somehow managed to like, I don't know who he knew at Delta or how he was able to do it, but like,
that's not your security. Business.
It's not. It is not. I'm in the business of receiving, but The flight attendants were real attentive and informed of me and what was happening, where I was going. Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. And there was no pressure. No pressure whatsoever. I went there. I had my date. I came home. And God continued to be good. Yes, Lord.
That's dope.
Okay, let me ask a question. If y'all have the opportunity to spin the block
word.
At this age with those particular gentlemen that we have mentioned for the best first dates, you don't count because you married me to the man. We already know your answer. Yes, you're not going to
word. Word. Yes, I'll marry him.
But would you spin the block now, knowing what you knew then? Knowing what you know now, also giving room for the fact that maturity is a thing. You know, people grow with time. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Would you spin the block? But before y'all answer that question, we want to welcome Jody Dentley to the podcast. Jody Vintage, Instagrams and on the TikToks. Make sure y'all follow Jody for your daily laughs. Jody was here and Jody left. Jody is coming back because, you know, that's what we do. But while we wait for Jody to come on back, y'all go ahead and tell us, would you spin the block? Because I already know my answer is absolutely.
Yes. Without question.
Not a one, because this particular person, I see the growth even now, and it's only gotten better. Of course, he's not perfect. Nobody is. There are things that can be worked on. However, none of those things are deal breakers.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That's important to name.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like I think the things that I think can be worked on just come with time and experience and learning each other better, and you know, you just learning somebody in that particular aspect. So would you spin the block?
I'm not spinning the block for multiple reasons, but the number mm-hmm. one reason being that person is married.
Oh no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a big reason. It's a very big reason.
It's a great reason to not spin the block.
That's best not reason happen.
To not spin the block. What about you, Dom? Would you get flued?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Spin it. Revitalize it. What? Yes. The whole block.
Spin it back. The whole entire block.
Who we gotta call, Dom?
Word. Can Listen. We call Delta again?
Like, hello.
Let's get this started.
Oh my God. I just realized what my worst first date was. And
I got mine in the queue too. When y'all ready?
Go ahead, no, go ahead, Renata. Please, ma'am. Go for
Why?
It. Go I for thought it. You were... It's okay. So, it's equal opportunity sharing in this chat. Go ahead.
So I learned early on that I do not prefer to be hooked up by friends, like with friends of friends.
Mm.
But for some reason, I just keep going back, like. Someone will say, oh, I have a friend that's really nice to you, and I'll meet them. And I don't know why. I've allowed that to happen two more times than it should have. Thanks. But this guy was actually the neighbor of one of my friends. And so I had known him from, like, when I would go to my friend's house. Sometimes we would, like, go next door to his house and either like play spades or different things like that. So I was familiar with him. It wasn't mm-hmm. like I was meeting him for the first time. It was a blind date situation. So I finally say yes to like going on his date. And he asked for us to meet at like this happy, it was all around happy hour time, but it was like a bar restaurant scenario, and there was like a game on. So I was like, all right, cool. And it was like low pressure, so I wasn't, for whatever reason, I wasn't expecting it to be like him wooing me type of situation. It was like, let's meet up, have a conversation outside of what we normally do. Fine. So we go to this, we meet, he's there before me. And when I get there, he's like already having like a drink. So I'm thinking like, we're just going to meet here and then figure out where we want to go after that. So he was like, do you want a drink? And I'm like, well, I'd prefer to eat first, right? And he's like, okay. So he's like, let's think about where we want to go. And he just was never agreeable. No matter where I said I wanted to go, he was like, I don't know if I really want that type of scenario. So we end up staying at this happy hour place, right? And so I want to say he ordered like a few different apps. We had that, but it was nothing I really wanted to eat. But he kept trying to have me have drinks. So
this after sound like a few, this man don't have no money.
Listen, so after I have like, I'm eating the app.
That listen is good to me. Listen,
I'm eating the apps. We're watching the game, right? And like, Grant, this is many years ago, many, many years ago. I am Caribbean. Like, alcohol is drink anyone under the bridge, okay? So I'm like drinking with him. We're drinking, eating, drinking. And he's like, oh, like, what do you want to do now? So not too far was like a lounge that we're both familiar with. So we're like, okay, we can go there. So we go to the lounge. Down there drinking some more. So I think he assumed that I was extremely intoxicated or inebriated by how much I had been drinking. But like, and at the time, I want to say I was a bartender. Either way, I'm fine, right? I'm nice, but I'm fine. So now it's time to go. I'm ready to go. So I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go. You know, I'm going upstairs because this lounge was like downstairs. I'm like, I'm going upstairs. I'm going to get a cab and I'm going home or whatever. So he's like, all right, let me walk you outside. So we get outside and this is before Uber. So I'm like having to stop a yellow taxi, right? Okay. So he stops the taxi and he's like trying to get in a taxi with me. And I'm like,
where are you going?
Where are you going? He's like, I'm coming with you. I'm like, you're not. No, like, no. That's not what this is. You're not coming with me. So he starts to get mad, right? Like, to the point that the taxi driver got out because he was concerned about the interaction. And I was like, this is not real. Like, this, I know you. Like, are you for real? Like a whole argument. And I was like, the driver was like, just get in the car. So he helped me get in the car. And old boy was like standing out on the curb, like still yelling at the taxi. Driver got in and like drives away. And I'm like, did this really just happen? Like, no, never again. Never again with the friends. Of friends. No, I don't know.
Listen, we don't like nobody weird. We don't like nobody who's a stalker.
That's terrifying.
We don't like nobody who's trying to date rape. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
On top of the fact that this nigga didn't have no money. He couldn't afford the date. He thought he was going to app and slap. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
App and slap. Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. That's funny.
That's what he thought. You thought wrong.
Crazy.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm like you know, I don't know. I don't know what people think sometimes. I really don't. Terrible.
Dates, first dates, I can't remember, but I'll tell you. I'll tell you an interesting date I've been on.
Yes, give us the tea. You see, I got my popcorn and my wine.
You determine if it's
totally Olivia Pope.
Huh?
So,
I love that tank.
Thank you, H&M, $6.
That's cute.
I'm sorry, Talisa.
It's okay. It's okay. So, I went on a date with my friend, and because we are so foolish, she told a dude that I was her niece, and the only way that he could go on a date with him was if I come.
What?
So, I mean, it was a hot girl summer. This was years ago, though. It was like college days, and we just, you know, we was with the foolery. So she was like, yo, come with me on this date real quick. I'm like, I bet.
And he was still willing to be on the date?
He was thirsty. You hear me? So I came as a child. You hear me? Meek and low.
Like, I'm all sleepy. I can't.
So I'm like acting. I'm performing. I'm like, auntie, I want some popcorn. I want to.
You
like,
so stupid.
I already looked like young. Like, anyway, so it just worked. And she was like, are you going to, you know, are you going to pay for money? She wants some popcorn or something to drink. We went to the movie. He was like, yeah, I got it. Everything on me. I'm like, yo, this is stupid. Yo, he paid for all of our tickets. He paid for the popcorn. He paid for the juice. I asked for M&Ms. And then we went bowling. I mean, not bowling. We went to play pool. I don't even know why he thought it was okay for me to, as her niece, to be in a pool alley, but we did that. But then he was like, yo, when you gonna drop your niece off? And she was like, nah, I can't drop her off. I got her for the whole night. So I don't know if that was the worst date, but it was fun.
That sounds like the most fun date.
It was mad fun. I would say one date that I've been on, that this might have been the worst date. The person had a dog, and at the time I didn't realize I was allergic to dog dander.
Oh no.
So the dog came so near, like almost to lick my face, like, but I like, ooh, he licked my hands instead. And all of a sudden, yo, I was like hitched. Yo, was like
oh my god,
that's terrible.
You know,
my
what?
Throat was scratching. I was like, yo, what is going on? He was like, yo, your eye is swollen. I'm like, yo,
oh my god,
I gotta go.
I got the worst date. The worst first date just popped up in my head, baby. So I went out with somebody of a different persuasion. And when I say different persuasion, he wasn't a black man. I don't know what made me do it, but I went anyway. I figured because I knew him previously, all would be well.
Child, don't be the ones.
This man owns his own insurance company, like for car insurance. And he also, a part of the insurance company, he also does like driving lessons. This man showed up in the driving lessons car. Where the passenger side also has brakes. Let's start there. Then we went to this restaurant. Ambiance was cool. It was dope. We went. We were seated across from each other. 5-10 minutes into the date, he was sitting next to me. All of a sudden, he was like, he just had to touch me in some way. And I'm just like, all right, you know, that's nice. But let's just order food. Let's talk. Maybe this man was trying to kiss me. And I'm just like, this is the first, relax. Like, this is so much. I'm already out of my comfort zone because you're a white man. This is already a lot for me. I'm already looking around to see who gonna see me out in this situation already. Then, like, I just don't want this to get back to nobody yet. And he's not a bad guy. There's nothing, like, he's not a bad guy. It was just, it was still new. Then this man got to talking, and he would not stop talking about his experiences with his ex-wife.
Oh God.
He would not stop talking about her experiences with other men. Then the rest of the date, he told me that he was a sex addict.
Oh my God.
He was a sex addict. He was on, huh?
I said, sir, go home.
Wait, then he was on dating apps. Knowing he's a sex addict, knowing he's in therapy, still on the dating apps, hooking up with people, was asked to participate in a situation where he would get about 5 figures for letting someone perform oral sex on him. And he thought about it. And he considered it. And it wasn't from a woman. And I was like, that let me know. If I didn't know before, I knew then. If I didn't know before, I knew that. And it just got worse and worse. He was like, well, let me show you. Oh, he also opened up a new fitness studio. Like he built a whole gym with his business partner. And it was like, he was like, I gotta show you the gym. So we went to go see the gym. Come to find out the gym is in the same building that his driving school and his insurance businesses, and he also lives in the building. I low key think he kind of owns the building too. I'm not gonna hold you, but he showed me the gym, and I was like, "Well, do you want to go upstairs?" And I was like, "No, I already knew I didn't." He was like, "You can meet Poppins and Bach," and I was like, "What are Poppins and Bach?" They were his cats.
Mm-mm.
He was like, you know, they're really important to me. I was like, I can just go home. I'm ready. Because he just, besides the trying to be all up on me and kiss me at the table, he also thought he was getting buns. And I just don't know what gave him that impression. And then like 2 weeks later, I see this man on social media. He's posting this new girl. This is my baby. I love her. And it's like, you don't love her. You don't love yourself. Get help. Get help. It was a terrible date. I mean, the food was all right, but never again. Oh my gosh, Jody is back. Hi, Jody.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm back in charge.
Hi, Jody.
Hi.
Do you know what Jody is a burp? Sucky first date that I was young and there was a second date, but there should have never been a first or a second date.
Darn, who? What?
A friend hookup. It was a friend hookup situation. And I don't, but this was the first one. This was before that last one.
Okay.
I was talking about this situation. I was too understanding because it was like, oh, I have a friend for you. I have a friend for you. And he did not know that they were bringing him to meet me. It's like they orchestrated it. And neither one of us knew until we got on to the movie theater. Old boy was there with a big old hickey on his neck. And I was like, why are we here? Like, why is this a situation? But he didn't know. And they obviously didn't know.
He didn't remember a girl sucking on his neck?
But he doesn't know that he's coming to meet me.
Oh, okay.
The guy was like, oh, come meet me at the mall. My friend is like, oh, let's go to the mall. And they're trying to introduce us, but he has a hickey on his neck.
Mm-mm. No.
They would pursue.
No, that's so terrible.
Right.
Nah, I just don't. I don't think anything can top what Chuck. What I walked into when Chuck was explaining.
No, Dom.
All right, yeah, all right.
Dom. Dom has something for you.
But I got. I'll listen. But I got. I got a. I've been on some horrible dates.
Okay, so while we listen to Dom's, you gather yours and pick your top one. And that, go ahead,
my
Dom,
top, my top worst one?
Yes.
Oh, Dom, you got
one. No, Jody, I'm gonna let you be pleasantly surprised tomorrow when you hear it back.
Word.
Let it start your Valentine's Day off with a bang.
Okay, bet.
It definitely is.
Okay, so let me just say that I'm so glad that while I was out dating, I don't have a report of, like, you know, because I'm so small, of anything ever going wrong, and I'm so grateful. So I went on a date with a guy one time who, I'm 4'11", to give you a reference, and he was like 6'2". He was super tall. And when it was time for us to say thank you so much for the date, and he walked me to my car, he was so strong, like he forcibly kissed me, and he wouldn't, like I had to push him away with my full strength. And when I did, I literally jumped in my car, drove off so fast, and I called one of my friends, and I was just so terrified of the moment, because I was like, man, you know, I'm just, you know, imagine being in a situation where, you know, it could have been worse. That was one of the worst things that I'd ever, any worst moment, because it wasn't just the quick, I pushed off. It was like, you know, it took me a while. So that was like terrifyingly worse.
Damn, Joe.
But in a lighter mood, now that one is like, God, I thank you. We only gonna meet, you ain't gonna know where I'm parked at. Thank you. We're leaving publicly. I'm gonna walk to my car. That was a teaching lesson for me of, you don't know these people. You know, if you're gonna meet someone, meet them publicly, and then you don't have to tell them, you know, if you, you know. So those that's kind of like my rule, because I am a small lady. But so I went on a date with a policeman one time, right?
Nope. Absolutely not. Go ahead, continue. I'm sorry. I will never.
And nope. So, like, you don't want to believe the, what do you call it? The, what people say, but, like, they keep perpetrating the stereotype. So I went on a date with the policeman, and we've been texting for a few days, and it was cool. You know what I mean? He's like, yeah, I'd love to meet you or whatever. So, mind you, now this is going to be funny. Okay. Mind you, I am 4'11". When I met him, this is bad. This has nothing to do with anything, but it's funny. When I met him, he had to have been like, I don't know, 5 foot. We was facing eye to eye. And so that was immediately like, oh, okay. Anyway, so we met in a mutual spot. Like in a middle ground for drinks or whatever. And after we had drinks, and then after that we walked outside to the car or whatever. One major thing was that he had this big old gun in his pants, and he showed it to me, so big that his pants was like, it was weird, because I think he's like a gang unit cop. And so he had like a bigger gun. It was very strange. So that his pants didn't even sit right, because the gun was just like sticking out. And he was like, you just never know. And I was like, okay. So we're standing at my car, you know, just, you know, having conversation, me thinking, you know, it's a policeman, you know, this is fine. This is great. And I'm asking, you know, policeman work questions, and we're having a good conversation. And I tell you no lie, we're standing at the back of my car, facing, you know, the trunk, you know, just having a conversation. And this man leans back for a good like 5 or 7 seconds. It wasn't quick. Checks out my rear in my face and then comes back up. And I'm sitting like, I can see you. It was just like, okay, I know what this is. All right. No need for me to put any more effort into what's going on right now, right?
Was this the best date? I'm confused.
And I was just like, baby. I was like, okay. No, I can see you. A good date.
Oh, this so is your like, worst date, Jody?
This is
a date.
That this is a date. I look. No.
Renata, shut up.
So I she well, said okay.
She so said I, the I, first date she talked about was dark. So this is like a lighter worst date.
Oh, okay. I thought it meant lighter as in way better. It was the best. The best
lighter and not essay
not wise. not getting raped, I guess.
Right.
Oh, you can't say
right.
that.
Right.
You can. Well, I mean, it's hey, a podcast. Well, you can say what you want. Hello, beautiful right. people. We just want to let you know that we do not condone or support not. Any bullying, any sexual assault, any of right. that.
But we want every woman to stay safe as they amen. Date.
We want men to stay safely. Safe too, because women are aggressive these days.
Women are aggressive.
How we want women everyone to stay safe. And it is important to be to be very cautious when you're meeting someone for the very first time. Mm. So anyway, I proceed to start walking to my door because I am ready to go. And so I'm walking to my door and this man proceeds to massage my back. And I was like, what's happening right now? He was like,
Jody, what is happening right now? Because this is the second time.
And so I said, I move away. I said, why are you massaging? He goes, you said you had back pain 2 days ago. And I was just like, I don't have it now, right? So I'm about to get in my car. And this man puts his hand around my neck. Mind you, he's only 5 foot. It was so awkward. And I moved away like, why are you hugging? And it was just so awkward, right? So I get in my car and I said, you know what? Thank you so much for tonight. I had a great time. You know, I think it's time for us to just end this or whatever. And he looks at me and he says, that's it? You let me drive all the way over here? And I was like, yeah, thank you so much. And I closed my door and I drove off as fast as I could. And for me, it was very creepy because of just how he responded to me. And I just didn't appreciate, you know. So that was kind of just a bad experience for me.
Jody, you're not allowed to go on no more dates.
Oh, I'm not going on any more dates.
They gotta go through a vetting process.
When I tell you that I've met a lot of creeps. I've met a lot of creeps.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
And just a real quick, just a sub creepy.
No, ma'am. Not a sub creepy okay. when it was already creepy and then got creepier, like creepy light. No, we trying to keep this uplifted and positive tonight.
Well, you said a bad. That's it. I ain't got no more.
We said a worst date.
What's your best date, Jody?
Your best date.
Yes. We're not going to be reliving your trauma and have you triggered with crazy
niggas. Well, I'm not triggered. I'm just saying. I prefer not to. And these were online date options. I just prefer not to do online dating anymore.
Okay, but, so what was your best first date? Like the one that you can still remember that makes you giggle and feel all soft and fuzzy on the inside?
Oh, well, my best first date is the date I went on with my person that I'm dating now. Ooh. Which I passed that restaurant. I actually passed that restaurant tonight and I just got all gushy. And you know, it'll be a year next month.
And congratulations. So, that's amazing.
Thank you. So we went to this fish and chips restaurant and sat down and had the best first date. We met actually at a happy hour event. Mm-hmm. and of a mutual friend that I knew, and he asked about me. He came up, he introduced himself, and I swooned immediately when I met him, and it's just been great ever since, you know. That's so awesome. That's my best first date.
I love that for you.
Thank you. Yeah,
I love that for you. Okay, we've been on this topic a little long. I don't mean to be rude, but we're going to keep this train pushing, not any SA trains, because that's just crazy. But we are going to go on to the next topic of lady-led love. We're going to talk about this blurb for a minute. Ladies, do you feel like when it comes to men, you should wait for them to pursue you, or should you shoot your shot?
Honestly, I don't mind shooting my shot. I ain't going to lie to you.
Did you shoot your shot with your husband, or did he scoop you?
I did not. He scooped me, but it was confusing, but he wanted to take me on a date, and I said I was in a relationship when I wasn't.
Oh, why'd you try to curb him?
Because I was actually getting out of something, and I just didn't, you know, want to rush back into something.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started to like go on his Instagram page, and I was like, hold on, whoa. Who this? So I hit him back. I circled the block. Right? And I texted him, and he hit me with the who this. And I was nigga. That's where we at? Who this?
He said, depart from me. I know you not.
Word. Word, Rev. You in the book, Rev. So we started talking, and then we went on our first date. But I wouldn't mind, like, if especially like at the after like the age that we at, like, no,
I'm not doing it.
I don't mind going up. I wouldn't mind.
I wouldn't mind. I've done it. But I also think that it has to do with the person. I think like I've seen some men express that women shouldn't. And then I've heard men say that, well, that they should. It's confusing out here. So
I'll give you the signal, like, yes, approach, but I am pursue. That's different. That means to like find you, see where you at, and try to be where you at.
Now, initiation wise, like the person that I'm dating now, like he brings it up to this day because we met before the night we actually met, because I was working an event that I actually saw him that day, so I had peeped him. And I had, you know, checked him out and everything, went to his little Instagram, whatever. And I knew I was it, but then I let it go. And when I told him that, he was like, dang, you ain't say nothing? And he's like, why you didn't say nothing? And I was like, but look, we met 3 months later. We officially met. Look at that. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, for me, it's like, I'm grateful for a second opportunity. And the second time, he noticed me and said something to one of a mutual friend and said, who is that? And then he introduced himself. So I thought that was pretty cool. But then in his conversations with me, he's like, well, why didn't you come and say something to me the first time? Maybe we wouldn't have met the second time. But I don't want to say aggressive person. I am like Talissa in the fact of I would approach someone if I am interested. But also I just don't feel like all men feel the same way about it. But I just don't think that the pursuing part, I have very mixed feelings about the pursuing part. I feel like you should let your feelings be known. And both people have to show their interest, and both people have to put in, you know what I mean, the work and show, you know, this is what they want. We do live in a different time. So I'm not afraid of being vulnerable and saying, hey, I'm interested. I'd love to get to know you and move forward. And then if the other person is not showing you that they're interested, you watch, you observe, and then you move how according to, you know, what they show you.
When I think of shooting your shot, y'all remember that character on Mad TV was like, can I get your number? Y'all remember?
Oh, that? Yeah.
Like, that's what I think of. And I think so funny. I think how women, I mean, men, some men, like, receive a woman shooting a shot. But I also think shooting a shot, it depends on how you shoot it, right? There's a, like, a tapping in on social media to be like, hey, I noticed you. I mean, even if not with the length, with the words, but, like, added somebody first, you know, like subtle gestures that you could do. I don't think outright being like, yo, what's good, I want to take you out, like, that's not my place. That's, and I feel crazy even considering that. So I'm that shot, I'm not willing to take, me myself. But like nudging someone to say, hey, here's looking at you, I think that's cute. I think that there's a place and a time for that.
Yeah, or you could say something like, I agree with Don, like something like, you know, if you say like, you know, like if you compliment them and say, I think you look really nice, or you know what I mean? Like if you flirt it. I think flirting.
I was going to say that, Jody, because I'm a jokester. So I'm going to say, hey, turtleneck. Like I'm going to say something.
Not to be confused, guys, with hey turtleneck for our brother, because that's his nickname.
No.
He's not with him, guys.
Not Bishop. But you know, just something cute and flirtatious, I guess, to maybe start a conversation, or because I think we, like, especially if we're in the same room, you kind of know if somebody's looking at you, feeling you. You sense that, right? Like we're not stupid. So right. If I see you like looking at me and I'm looking at you and you looking at me, like, come on.
Like, I have no problem telling the man I think he fine.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You got it. You got the oil on you. I think you fine. Word. It is what it is. But anything, like, I might even initiate, well, you know, let's exchange numbers. But I don't do well with rejection. So I find it very difficult to really put myself out there like that completely. Yeah. It's like, I mean, it's not often that I get rejected, but also you're not going to be everybody's cup of tea. Yeah. Right. So it's like, well, let's exchange numbers and I'll text you. And if I don't like the way you write your grammar in a text message, I'll already know that it's just not going to work out for us. But I'm not.
That's a good gauge.
I'm not calling to set up dates. No, it really is.
That's a really good gauge. If they writing with Z's and stuff, you could be all right. You know what?
I will even give the leeway for the Z's. It's when we get to the where, the we are, the twos, mm-hmm. the theirs. That's when I'm just like, You probably touch a steak like a caveman. I can't.
If I'm I curious gotta be to like, know, what's Dom? This word? What does say? If I gotta decode it,
I'm yo, curious like to know, the, Dom. Like the messages Renata used to be getting on TikTok.
Oh,
it's a dumb.
Yo, the messages that yo Renata.
What did Hennessy Cheez-It say, Dom? How was his text? And
oh my
I'm
god,
curious.
We didn't text. That's the problem. I should have. So much more. I should have done.
Yeah, you didn't know.
It really was like talk. We were talking Sunday and then made plans to get talking after church Sunday and then decided to get together Monday. And I was like, I didn't have 24 hours to do research.
Oh, man.
Ask around.
Where's just...
Hey, yeah, so man. Have you guys ever been catfished, though?
No. What? Thank
catfish?
God.
Yeah.
Have What's you guys catfish ever been again? Catfish? Like when
somebody shows you one picture and then when you pop up to meet them, they are somebody completely different.
Yes. 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 MySpace? My nigga. Yo. Yes.
Yikes.
Absolutely. Heat it. You hear me? Upset. I was like, yo, I text my friend. I was like, yo, call me. And I'm going to act like it's a family emergency.
I'm out of here. I'm not doing this.
Hey, man, I've been catfished at least twice. And so my rule after that was we got to FaceTime at least one time so I can see you in real life. And even that's not really guaranteed because, you know, there's angles to everything.
Angles and AI.
Right. Filters and everything. Literally, that's why I didn't like online dating. I didn't like it at all. And my problem with online dating with a lot of men is that they post pictures that are like 15 years old.
Yeah, they
like,
do.
What's the purpose?
So they still look like that to themselves.
Right. So when I met the guy,
and then they'll have the nerve to be telling women, like, make sure your pictures are recent.
Make sure your pictures are recent. Dude, right. I walked in and I was like, you at least 20 years older than this picture. this you're not even.
Or you need like a clear picture. I don't need a picture of like your side profile. Like I need to see a face.
Yes. Right. No, I need a full body. Because in his pictures, he was all like muscular and fit when he met me in person. And this is not discrimination against any body type or whatever. But he had like a big old stomach. His hair was thinning. He was 20 years older than his picture. It was bad.
Oh, no.
I was like, what is happening? And hey, yo, mid-date, this man stopped me in the middle of my conversation and was like, do you not want to be here? And I was just like,
yes. Can I leave?
He was like, no, you can leave if you don't want to be here. And I was like, oh, release this conversation.
Right.
Absolutely. Out of here.
And I should have left, and I did not.
Yo.
I tried to be so nice, and I was like, no, we could finish our drinks, you know, it's fine. And I was like, why would he make it awkward?
Why are you placating this nigga?
I know, I'm so bad. And then I went to the bathroom, I called my best friend, and I was like, all right, well, I'm leaving as soon as I walk out of here. And I left and walked to my car so fast. No. Mm-mm. No. Mm-hmm. No, man.
But speaking of women led things, right? Like whether it's pursuing men, I know that when it comes to dating, it's up to us as the women to determine when a new partner meets our kids, if they ever meet their kids. For you, when would you say that is? Is it immediate? Do you go on 4 or 5 dates, 10 dates? Before, is it when you guys decide to say that you're exclusively dating? When do you make the decision to introduce your child to the person that you're dating?
Great transition, by the way, Chuck. Great transition.
Isn't she a professional?
She is.
A professional.
I love it.
Thank you.
And she's got her Oprah couch. I can't see her, but she got her Oprah couch right now.
Right?
I see you, Oprah. I see you, Oprah.
Doctor.
You get a call. You get a call.
Y'all better be the Swift start of my Busta Rhymes.
Yay. We only get premium gas over here. You feel me?
That's good. Remind me to tell y'all about the secret about this couch. It ain't nothing crazy, but listen, it's a great story, especially when you can save money. But anyway, yeah. Back to it. Well, when do y'all get to introduce him? Do you want to? Do you want them to know? Do you tell them that you have kids? Are you that transparent up front? Or like what's up?
I toggle between two, like I get, I'm gonna say juxtaposed ideas, but they are definitely on varying on different ends of the spectrum. Whereas like not wanting to introduce the children because you know, if it's too soon or for fear of, you know, just connection that shouldn't necessarily be, or all the things that we know could go wrong. But the other side of it is acknowledging that children have senses and they have discernment, and it may be to my benefit for them to not necessarily gain relationship with someone, but to at least see someone so that if there's something that they see, I could catch it early or I could hear it early. And not waste my time falling in love and have to unwind and maybe pull out. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I can't say I'm sorry.
Pause.
I couldn't.
Pause.
I could,
I couldn't even say I'm not 10 toes on either end of that spectrum, but I think I can understand there's a consideration to be had for both of the instances.
I have never introduced my son to anyone, and I'm a year in and I still don't know when I would. I'm still not at the place where I'm like, oh, I'm ready. But I know that when I'm ready, I will do it. I'm just not there yet. I know that I'm not there yet.
So it's been a year. Do you know what the relationship
ready? Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ty. I'm sorry.
Like Chuck was just, I think we were on the same page. Like, it's been a year. So is it because you don't know where the relationship is going, or is it because you just want to protect your son?
It's because I don't know if I'm ready yet. You know, only because I was married before and my son went through our divorce with us. He was 4, but he was very emotionally connected. And I feel like, you know, if it's God's will and, you know, we're to remain together, then I will get to that place where I will have that conversation. Now, my son and I have conversations about dating, and my son has politely told me that he was good with just me and his.
every child is going
to
say that.
I mean, I was like, right. Okay, well, I mean, you know, so I've had to have multiple conversations and say, okay, but what if I was there? No, Mom, I'm good with you and me. I was like, listen, you about to be out of here in like 4 years. And so I had, but then I realized what the problem was and I immediately addressed it. I had to reassure him that if I were to ever start dating someone, I wouldn't love him any less, that it would not change our relationship. And I feel like, because he experienced his dad getting married and he experienced that transition, which we worked through and we made that better. He understood. But I feel like I don't want him to feel like he's losing both of us when we both get, you know what I mean? Because a child going through a divorce, it's a different journey. And so I realized as I would watch his expressions and listen to him that I had to make sure that I don't disregard him and make sure that even though I would be having a new person in my life, I don't want him to feel like it's going to make him any less, or it's going to change our relationship, or, you know what I mean? Or I would disregard him at either, you know what I mean? So there's a balance in that. I've never done it before, but that's my plan is to, even though there's a new love, I never want to make my son feel like he's loved any less. You know what I mean? And that he's still very important, that he's still my son. You know what I mean? And I know that everybody will have to transition, but, you know, so that's how it is for me. And I think that's why I'm very slow to, when I date people, I have a son. That's all you need to, you know, he's 14, boom, boom, boom. But as far as introducing my son to anyone, I'm not as quick to say, this is my son, such and such and such. You know what I mean? So I've been with a guy that introduced me to his daughter, and it was like the third date, and I was like, whoa, okay. You know, everybody's different.
So what is that point for you or anybody when you decide, okay, you know what? Is it something they say? Is it something they do? Is it a certain level of comfortability? Are you looking for anything in particular that says, I feel safe enough to introduce my son to this person?
So when Priscilla was younger, right, it was different because if I was going to be with someone purposefully, if I was dating purposefully, meaning I am only engaging in the idea of pursuing marriage, then I would want them to be around her as soon as possible because I want to see how they are with children, because there's no sense in me dating purposefully to marry and this person not be accepting of my child and my child not be accepting of them. That didn't look like, hey, come meet my kid and hey, Priscilla, this is the person I'm dating, I would like orchestrate scenarios where a lot of us people, friends, were in the same place at the same time, and that person would be there and be interacting with me. Does Priscilla know that we're dating? No. But I can also see how she is around that person, right? And kind of get a gauge of how she feels about that person, like communicating with me or being next to me. And she's always been really intuitive. So she would know when it was like someone who was into me was in the room. Mm-hmm. But if I'm just dating to date, like there's no need for someone to meet my child, because what purpose would you serve in their life if all we're doing is dating and it's not purposeful?
Right.
Now that she's older, I don't really, I'm not going to say I don't feel the need for her to meet someone, because she's mm-hmm. going to be 18 in like yeah. 2 weeks and she's going off to college. So yeah. Her input, yeah, her input is desired, and obviously I want her to be pleased with who also has influence in my life and is going to become a part of my life. And Priscilla, although she's going away to college, like she's very much a bosom buddy, so it's not like I could date independent of what her and I have had all of these years. But I think that the only reason to introduce someone would be because you intend for that person to be a staple in your life, marriage, life partner, along those lines. Outside of that, I don't really see the need.
No, I feel you. I think that makes perfect sense. I think it also it creates confusion if you introduce your child to everyone or a substantial amount of people that you may be dating if there's no certainty. There have been times like where I have been out with kid and someone will come up to me to engage me in you know, oh, I'm interested, you know, I think you're beautiful, whatever the conversation is. And they unfortunately meet my child in that moment because he's with me. I don't know if this is toxic femininity or what, but at that point, I just like I'm automatically just not interested because I don't want him exposed to you and I don't want you exposed to him that early, not upon the first meeting. So I don't know if that's just a toxic femininity thing or just a toxic Chuck thing. I don't know. But
I don't know. I get that. I think a lot of like discernment and wisdom, right? Because mm-hmm. when you do feel a sense of comfort and like pureness in a relationship that would be okay for your child,
mm-hmm.
you may not feel that way, right? But I think on like people who have been in my circle, friend circle,
mm-hmm.
and there have been guys in my friend circle that have been interested in me, even at church, right? Like men at church that have been interested in me, and it's clear that they're interested in me. But like they've always treated Priscilla with like their own child, little sister, whatever, like very thoughtful of her and care about her so much. But at the same time, like I know the type of person you are. Mm-hmm. And so I would never date you or have my child be influenced by you, because right. I'm clear that you are kind to her. And a part of that is because you're into me.
Right.
But your life doesn't mirror one that I would want to have influence over her. So that's also part of it too, right? Like, what type of person are you? Yes, I trust my daughter with you, but in the long run, do I trust who you are as a man to be a man that has influence in her life? No.
Got it. Right. Got it. So look, quick question that I'm gonna throw in here, as it relates to dating, especially being moms, do you find it difficult dating with offspring?
I think it depends on, I feel like it depends on age. If my son was much younger, like my son is going to be 15, it's I can go on a date for an hour and a half or so and come back if I wanted to. But then if I did, it would like, where are you going, mom? Why are you dressed up? What are you about to do? My son's very, very inquisitive. But I feel like it all depends on where the other person is. If they want to, you know, like, so for instance, having a child that's maybe kids age. And if the other person maybe have a child that's kids age, the person I'm dating, I mean, we're fine because he has adult children. So there he doesn't have a responsibility of taking care of children. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's not a challenge in that response. The only thing is that, you know, with me, it's like, you know, I have my son, I share custody with my son, I share time with my son's father. So there are times where I don't want to date because I want to be able to spend time with my son. You know what I mean? So it's like being with someone that respects that as well is important. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I think that if you are with someone that is okay with your child and the age that they are, depending on what range, and them respecting that and willing to work around your schedule, I think that that's a plus.
Okay. I dig it.
I mean, what about you, Chuck? I mean, how do you feel about that with kids age?
I just don't, but I don't think it has anything to do. I think it has less to do with kids age and more so to do with it. I'm just not interested in dating. The idea of the emotion being like, yes, I'm always posting about soft life and love and romanticism, but actually getting past my own cynicism and my experiences in previously in dating, my experiences in my marriage, now divorce. It's a I'm just not in a space where I'm really open to entertaining anybody. You know, if you need a friend, I'm a great friend. You need a wingman, I'm a great wingman. I got you. But if you're looking for anything of a more emotional and romantic capacity, I'm not the one.
That's okay
right now, and I don't feel badly about it. And if you can't get jiggy with that, then you can keep it pushing.
Yeah, and that's okay. You should never feel bad about
I don't. That,
you know?
I don't. I'm at too big of an age to be placating anybody and how they feel and not protecting my sanity and my peace of what is a safe space for me right now. Nobody.
Right.
Well, let me not say that word. It is very rare you find people that you can feel completely safe with and not be concerned that your vulnerabilities are later weaponized.
Gotcha.
So again, like I said, it's not so much about kid for me. It's just, I'm just not open and receptive to it. Yeah. But and on that note, yeah. But on that note, I want to get on to our last topic of the night. With Valentine's Day being tomorrow, I want to know what you ladies think is the best gift you have ever received for Valentine's Day, or what's the best gift you ever gave? Well, I'm not going to even limit it to Valentine's Day. What's the best gift you've ever received? What's the best gift you've ever given? Or the worst one. We don't have to do both. We can choose best or worst gift. I know worst gift for me was a pair of socks that he got from when he was working at T-Mobile, and he got free socks on T-Mobile Tuesday.
That was your gift?
Yes.
No. Yeah. Hang on.
For Valentine's?
That was free.
Well, they had the T-Mobile magenta hearts on them.
Hang for Valentine's?
I said what I said.
Hang up.
I said what I said.
Those are socks. Yeah. Did you wear them?
Did
I want to know what you said?
It was
to
a kryptonite because I love socks, but I was also very mad because you didn't spend a damn dime.
That's crazy.
I was like, for real? And he was like, yeah, I got them from work. I got a matching pair. I was like, for real? Like,
oh my God.
I was like, there's no more than this. He was like, oh yeah, we gonna go to dinner. Went to dinner. Went to a restaurant where he said he had reservations. Never made a reservation. Just hoped we could get a table when we got there. I was like,
no.
Gotta be stopped.
He definitely he definitely forgot.
No, he didn't forget. He was just no effort and lazy. I know better. I know better.
I've never been in a relationship that I could remember where I got a gift I didn't like or that wasn't thoughtful on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. But I will say one of the best gifts were tickets to see Nas and Maxwell when they were at Barclays.
Teeth licked Nas?
Nas and Maxwell, like, oh my God, I can't believe they put those two together in a concert.
Oh my God.
And then what Maxwell happened to the dude? What happened to him?
Word, what happened to the dude?
I mean, we've done, he's always given nice gifts, but like, I can't date someone at this big age for more than 5 years. Like, what are we doing?
Because he was unsure of what he wanted. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what he was. I don't know, but I wasn't going to continue any further.
Gotcha.
That's
smart. I mean, he would say he wanted to have like a future, but saying and doing is two different things.
Absolutely right.
Hmm.
Indubitably.
I'm a thoughtful gift person. So mm-hmm. I like gifts that you actually took time to either make or create. Like, so I would think, and I give gifts like that. So like for Valentine's Day, like I will make like a coupon book, like really small gestures of just like free kisses, free, you know, massages.
That's such a woman's jobs, gift.
Free.
You know, I love that anywhere,
like stuff I like that, like
whatever works.
Yeah, like, and I think it's not just for him; it's for me too. You know what I'm saying? So,
nah, facts.
I'm getting something out of that thing too. So, yeah, I'm very thoughtful. Like, if you make me a gift, I'm like, yo, that is so sweet. You thought of me. And it never got to be like nothing spectacular. You ain't got to be like Picasso. If you write me a letter, if you write, you know,
it's
write
not
me a
free socks from T-Mobile. From
T-Mobile. No, not the free socks. Not the free socks.
That had no creativity at all.
But I don't know. I don't know if that's his best gift. But the gift that I received, I feel like that was the best gift. I don't know. Come back to me.
Okay. What about you, Dom?
Kind of what Renata said.
Or received.
I don't know that I've not gotten good, nice gifts. I'm trying to be careful in case someone listens to the podcast tomorrow. It's a tie. Okay, so tricky, right? Because it's what's up for me is determining if it's the best gift because it's my favorite, one of my favorite pieces that I own, or if it's the best gift because it was given in the kindest and best spirit.
Well, so, like, tell us I got about it, and we can pull it from there.
So, like, I got a David Yurman bracelet as an apology.
Okay.
That's a really great apology.
But it was an apology gift.
Exactly. And it was a really big mistake. Now, it wasn't a mistake. This is a decision. Right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I love my yearman, but nigga, you knew what you was doing. Stop. Now, the other side, and not even a close second, is they're neck and neck. I got some Chanel boots that were given out of pure kindness and love, and every time I look at them, they make me smile. But I wear my, mm-hmm. I love my yearman bracelet. Like, I wear it all the time. I wear it every single day. Feel what I'm saying? So, like,
I still think it might be the boots, though. Mm-hmm. I think in this scenario, it might be the boots, only because you said every time you look at them, it evokes that same happy
mm-hmm.
emotion. I mean, the yearman, don't get me wrong, yearman is yearman.
Wear that. This is what I'm saying. So, like, I look at them.
Wear that.
So but pretty. I think
but... emotionally... Mm-hmm. Emotionally, it might be the boots just because of the memory attached to it, the effort, the kindness, the thought of you that was behind it.
Yeah, you're right. I'm a go with snow boots. That's my favorite gift. It's my best gift. Anybody worst else? Gift. Oh, I don't know.
So I don't have this. This has no emotion behind it. But the best gift I feel like it's a really great gift, was having a song made for me. Written, produced, everything. It was fantastic.
That's the complete opposite for me. Because every time I dated a man where every time he screwed up, he would write me a new song. Full production and everything.
That's not the kind of muse to be, yeah.
No. Yeah. Well, this only happened with me once. We are not together anymore, of course. Mm-hmm. But that was, I think, one of the coolest is to experience someone writing a song. I mean, I ain't got no emotion behind it. I don't even.
It doesn't have to be. It's whatever brings you the most joy. If it's that song, regardless to who it's tied to, you know the spirit in which it was created. Then that doesn't change just because the dynamic of the relationship changed.
Yeah, it was great.
Love that.
I'm kind of like tired. Like, now I realize at this age, at my big age, I like thoughtful gifts. I'm a thoughtful gift giver, so I like to spend money on my gifts, but I also like it to be thoughtful, like, you know, personalized. Where I know you like this, so I'm gonna buy these. You know, like something pertaining to your hobby, or if I put something together, like for Valentine's, I don't want to say it out loud in case people are listening, but, you know, like, so for Valentine's, you know, it's just like, for me, it's like putting together a bouquet, but it's going to be like a man bouquet filled with things that he likes. You know what I mean? It's not going to be like flowers. Maybe there'll be one flower in there, but, like, you know, other things that I'm adding, you know, stuff like that.
Speaking of gifts, and I want to make sure it's okay with the ladies before I do this. Is it okay if I ask George a question? Sure. And get his perspective on it. It's nothing too heavy. It's just a gift giving question.
No, sir.
What Dom say?
That's it. Wait, who's George?
Oh God, yo.
That George.
That guy. Sure, go ahead.
What is the male equivalent, like, so Valentine's Day is here,
the male equivalent is Hennessy.
No, wait, let me finish. I didn't even ask the question yet. Stop.
I'm still
I will cuss. Stop it.
It's too soon.
Look at the group chat. Yeah,
women expect like flowers and candies. What's the male equivalent to flowers and candies? Because I'm a terrible gift giver, because I'm going to look at what I see you need and get it. It may not necessarily be fluffy. Like, if I see that your wife beaters or t-shirts look dingy, I'm throwing them out and I'm buying new ones. I see that you done washed your drawers one too many times, and now they done lost its elasticity, I'm buying new drawers. Like, that's
but I don't think that's the equivalent to flowers.
No, that's why I'm asking George. What is it?
Dude.
We listening.
Word.
I guess I will just quote my big brother JL Haddon. I would say it's that sweet, sweet. I don't know if there's equivalent to, like, because I think we present you guys with flowers because we know you love them.
Mm-hmm.
So
would, is that, it emasculating, or would it be weird to bring flowers for a man? Like, if you just happen to
I don't think
flowers?
It's emasculating. I've gotten flowers before and it tripped me out.
Did you smell them? Did you like them?
I was just tripping that I got flowers. I was like, so
did you smell them? Sounds crazy.
He said, is this what that feels like?
I was the first also.
Did you smell them?
Like 10 minutes. I was like, I
did you
good.
Cut the stems? Like, anyway. Did you put them in a vase?
None of that. I was just amped that I got them. I was like, yo, nigga got flowers, nigga. He's like, stop playing. I was like, nah, but
yo, you was bragging to your boy.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
Ain't it?
Kidding me?
They have a whole thing on Instagram. I saw a thing on Instagram that was like, most men never, the first time most men receive flowers is at their funeral.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's sad. So then, like, someone did a whole, you know, they have those, like, interviews with people on the street or whatever, and they were just handing out flowers to men, and they, like, every single man melted. He was like, for me?
I ain't gonna hold you.
All right, now I gotta ask him.
Yeah, we can do that.
Wait, George said he not gonna hold you. What happened, George?
I ain't gonna hold you. A nigga melted, yo. I was like, you know that thing where y'all put your hands against y'all chest and like, ooh, I was just like, man.
Oh, George?
I clutched the herringbone real quick. I was just like, man.
Clutched the herringbone?
The herringbone.
I clutched the herringbone is the
middle. Put it on the list, Dom. Put it on the list, Dom.
So I put, I wrote on my status on Facebook, I said, what's the equivalent of getting a girl flowers, but for a man? And
you just
and like, October, I just pulled it up on my Facebook, right? And I'm looking at these answers. One guy said wings and red Kool-Aid. He was joking though.
That's blatant.
I don't know. Someone said bourbon.
It's the right wings. It's Archie Moore's.
Man.
Somebody
Archie's
said bourbon.
Falling off though.
Somebody said bourbon. Somebody said cologne. Somebody said take me out for a steak. And I'm like, this is that equivalent? So, this other guy said a back massage with oil, slow jams, playing, and candles lit.
Okay.
And this one guy was like,
why are you friends on Facebook with R. Kelly? That's our Kelly Burner account.
What is wrong with you? Shut
and then
up.
Someone said, listen to me. My favorite meal or snack pack will always do the trick. Like, every guy is different. And then one of our mutual friends
about
said, Nike outlet or Foot Locker gift card. Somebody said a home cooked meal.
That's tangible.
Home cooked meal. Somebody said cash. I mean, like cologne, my favorite drink. And then George said, "Men are not a monolith. You can't buy us.
Men are not a monolith."
Like, no, I mean that's I promise you. I can't speak for every man. But you're gonna get a myriad of answers to that one. But
no, and I did. There is no, like, women like flowers. Most women, I'm not gonna say every woman. Most women across the board likes getting flowers. It's an immediate, like for me, I love flowers. Like, you give me flowers, we can get married tomorrow. I'm just kidding. But,
all right.
All right, yours. Go back on me, okay?
Yeah.
You've had your flowers.
Thank you for my reverse flowers, Talisa. That.
Not reverse flowers.
Thank you for your service, George.
I love that he went to the men's group chat and said a nigga got flowers. That's the highlight.
Nigga, y'all just gotta understand, we don't get flowers. So when I told them niggas, they was like, yo, stop lying. I was like,
so it's a, so that means it's a good thing.
And it was presented, oh, I forgot to let, I left this part out. And it was presented in a public place too. Definitely came to the bank when I used to work and brought them to me. So I definitely look like the top shot in that.
Yeah. Okay. But did you stay with her though?
Did you stay with her? Absolutely not. She was toxic as hell.
Well, I thought this was Charmaine.
Absolutely not. No. Absolutely not. She was very toxic. But God bless her, though.
Okay, well, you know, that was nice. That was nice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure to add a few flowers in my little bouquet then. Thank you for the tip.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, do we have anything else that we want to discuss or go over real quick before we get on out of here?
I will say this. This is just a sidebar thing. It's not, this ain't got nothing to do with nothing. I miss doing the Valentine's for my kids for school. That used to be so much fun. Like, they had to, you know, create the Valentine's and write the names on it.
Oh, girl, I do not miss those. Oh,
no.
No, it was too much.
Are you doing that, Chuck?
Kid is my Valentine, so when I see him tomorrow, I'm gonna give him his card and his balloons and some chocolate.
No, do you do it for like daycare? Like when they give you like a list of the kids? Valentine's?
Girl, I used to hate it.
I'm gonna say, I'm saying no, but I'm only saying no because Kid is not currently in school because I didn't get him the flu shot. But if he was, if he was in school, I probably would. I'm that mom.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Oh my God, I am not that mom. I would just be like, I gotta get it for all the kids in your class? Oh my God.
Do they still have the packets with the individual candies? Like, I remember they would have like a M&M's pack, and you write, it said to and from on it, and it had all the hearts and stuff.
Yeah.
Hand one of them out.
Cool, listen, that's what all that rustling was today. I just finished doing all of Abby's, and then I made them both two little Valentine's Day gifts and balloons that they're going to wake up to tomorrow.
Aww,
I only got like four more years. I'm trying to do it when I can. The personalities of my children, is I got like two more years. We're going to be like, lady, please. So I'm trying to get all I can get.
I just meet Alex.
Yo, Alex is the cutest little thing. He looked like he be running Dom, though.
Yo.
He's so cute. They're both very cute, but Alex be in his own little world. Like, oh my God, these women.
Yo.
He be over y'all, for real.
He's so sick of us.
And don't care about no picture. No. Picture where? Let me fall out real quick. Uh-huh. Y'all taking a picture? Let me fall out. Let me play dead. I love him for that.
Well, let me find out. I'm right here in the Northwest.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Well, beautiful people, we love you. We thank you for tuning in to another episode of Ladies Night on the Hello Beautiful People podcast. Ladies, thank you so much for making this an entertaining night of laughs, of questions, of uncertainties, of bad dates, good dates, great gifts, and everything in between. Y'all have a beautiful Valentine's, Galentine's, Palentine's, all the times, none of the times. Have a great night, y'all.
Wait, guys.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Galentine's. That's good.
Speaking of Galentine's, before we leave, one of my best good friends sent me the sweetest Galentine's message tonight, and I teared up. It was so unexpected. And she wrote me this message just to say how grateful she was for our sister friendship. And it was literally along the lines that even during the time of our journey, when we were kind of separated from each other, we both knew that we were just a phone call away. And then she was like, I'm grateful that the time apart didn't sever or break our bond we have. I'm grateful to call you sister and friend. Love you for life. And I was like, this is the sweetest little Valentine's. And it's
in England.
It was I'm just saying, it was mushy. I got it tonight from her, and it was just the sweetest.
No, what did you say? That's what I'm asking. Because you did the cry voice, but I did.
I did the cry face emojis. I said I have no words. Wow. I have yet to respond to it emotionally. I just told her I had no words at this time, and it was just it was like tomorrow I will, when I have a moment, I know that I will sit and respond with how I really feel, but it was just unexpected for her to really just say that to me, and it was just really sweet of her. And I loved it.
That's so important to have those type of relationships.
It really is. It really is. And I feel like when you recognize that you have a friend that maybe your relationship is different, but you know that they're still that person that you can call if anything goes wrong. But then now we're in a process where we're rebuilding. We're in such a cool season now where we're rebuilding our relationship. And it's a different drive, and it's so much better. And, you know, I'm so grateful. So, happy Galentine's, lady.
Yes. For the men as well, because y'all may listen to this.
Be careful, Jordy. Be careful. That's what you... Never mind. We want to thank y'all for checking out this episode of...
What? Happy Galentine's, George. Happy Valentine's.
All right.
Valentine's.
No, that's why I said Palentine's, because sometimes the guys get out to hang out too. So you got your Galentine's, your gals, and your pals. Your Galentine, your Palentine, or your Valentine.
Your Malentine's.
No, that's
your Melentine's.
If I have a Palentine, it's a praise party.
All right, I gotta go. Good night. Good night.
What the heck is going on here?
Good night.
Oh my God.
That's not how we want to end our show. We don't want to end our show with that.
I don't get it, yeah.
No, George, stop this.
I hate that one.
It's so ugly.
Yo, George, be nice.
So y'all try to praise.
No, we don't want to end our show with
that.
Mark Gordon, Montel's cousin. We don't want to praise him with that.
All right, y'all.
We want to leave with the Golden Girls theme song.
Do we? Thank you for being friend.
Okay, Blair.
Do, 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 do. Travel down the road and back again. Do, do, do. My heart is true.
You can't play the bass and sing lead.
I swear to God, I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to say it.
No.
Oh, we're going to finish with that. We will see y'all next time.
Good night.
Good night. Happy Galentine's, ladies. Love you guys.